Today's reading begins in Numbers chapter 15, verse 1. Numbers chapter 15, verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land you are to inhabit, which I am giving you, and you offer to the Lord from the herd or from the flock a food offering or a burnt offering or a sacrifice to fulfill a vow or as a freewill offering or at your appointed feast to make a pleasing aroma to the Lord, then he who brings his offering shall offer to the Lord a grain offering of a tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with quarter of a hin of oil, and you shall offer with the burnt offering or for the sacrifice a quarter of a hin of wine for the drink offering for each lamb. Or for a ram you shall offer a grain offering 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with 1/3 of a hin of oil. And for the drink offering you shall offer 1/3 of a hin of wine, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. And when you offer a bull as a burnt offering or sacrifice to fulfill a vow or for peace offerings to the Lord, then one shall offer with the bull a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with 1/2 a hin of oil. And you shall offer for the drink offering 1/2 a hin of wine as a food offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Thus it shall be done for each bull or ram, or for each lamb or young goat. As many as you offer, so shall you do with each one, as many as there are. Every native Israelite shall do these things in this way, in offering a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. And if a stranger is sojourning with you, or anyone is living permanently among you, and he wishes to offer a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord, he shall do as you do. For the assembly, there shall be one statute for you and for the stranger who sojourns with you, a statute forever throughout your generations. You and the sojourner shall be alike before the Lord. One law and one rule shall be for you and for the stranger who sojourns with you." The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land to which I bring you, and when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall present a contribution to the Lord. Of the first of your dough you shall present a loaf as a contribution, like a contribution from the threshing floor, so shall you present it. Some of the first of your dough you shall give to the Lord as a contribution throughout your generations. But if you sin unintentionally and do not observe all these commandments that the Lord has spoken to Moses, all that the Lord has commanded you by Moses, from the day that the Lord gave commandment and onward throughout your generations, then if it was done unintentionally without the knowledge of the congregation, all the congregation shall offer one bull from the herd for a burnt offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord, with its grain offering and its drink offering, according to the rule, and one male goat for a sin offering. And the priest shall make atonement for all the congregation of the people of Israel, and they shall be forgiven because it was a mistake, and they have brought their offering, a food offering, to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord for their mistake. And all the congregation of the people of Israel shall be forgiven, and the stranger who sojourns among them, because the whole population was involved in the mistake. If one person sins unintentionally, he shall offer a female goat, a year old, for a sin offering, and the priest shall make atonement for the Lord before the person who makes a mistake, when he sins unintentionally, to make atonement for him, and he shall be forgiven. And you shall have one law for him who does anything unintentionally, for him who is native among the people of Israel, and for the stranger who sojourns among them. But the person who does anything with a high hand, whether he is a native or a sojourner, reviles the Lord, and the person shall be cut off from among his people. Because he has despised the word of the Lord and has broken his commandment, that person shall be utterly cut off. His iniquity shall be on him." While the people of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day, and those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation. They put him in custody because it had not been made clear what should be done to him. And the Lord said to Moses, "The man shall be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp." And all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him to death with stones, as the Lord commanded Moses. So we've had some instruction regarding their sacrifices, the first fruits that would go to God. And then we've had some instruction regarding unintentional sin versus high-handed or intentional sin. With that in mind, I want to read a couple of passages for you. First of all, in 1 John chapter 1 and beginning in verse 5. He states, "This is the message that we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I read this because I want us to understand that we still may commit unintentional sins. In other words, I'm going about my day, I'm trying to live righteously, but I may end up sinning unintentionally. We can be forgiven of those things. And it may even be that we commit a sin. We knew we were going to commit a sin, but if we decide, hey, I shouldn't have done that, I need to repent, I need to change, we can be forgiven of that as well. Now, another passage in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 26, it says, if we go on sinning deliberately, in other words, we keep on sinning, knowing that it's a sin, and making the conscious decision to do it anyway, after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. In other words, that what John was talking about in 1 John chapter 1 is not in effect because you've made the decision that you would rather sin than be in fellowship with God. So there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume their adversaries. So what do we take away from this? Well, if I sin unintentionally, once I realize that, I need to confess and repent. I can be forgiven because God knows I'm trying to walk righteously. If I sin deliberately, and then I have a change of heart and I repent of that sin, I can be forgiven of that as well. But if I choose to sin intentionally and I don't have a change of heart and I don't repent, then I will not be forgiven. There will no longer be a sacrifice that will cover my sins. And that means that I will be cut off. I will be rejected from the Lord. And so think on these things today. And as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.